Okay, I'm calling this meeting to order and reading our Zoom and KPFA LSB agreements. The time now is 11:01. For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing *6, but please do so only when recognized. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during the public comment time. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen, and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or press *9 on phone. Board members will be called on by stack. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raised hand, or by roll call, or by email with code when needed. KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements. Audio recording of the meeting is available at kpftx.org. No video recording is permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully, using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share, and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management's paid and unpaid staff and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or removed from the meeting. Okay, I think we are now ready for a roll call. Typically, that's done by our secretary.
Thank you, Fred. And Fred, can you please write into the chat that the use of the chat is reserved for KPFA LSB board members only?
Yes.
Thank you. Roll call, September 17th, 2022, KPFA local station board meeting. Adisa Armand.
I am present.
Adisa, present. Aki Tanaka. Aki here. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea, present. Brian Crowell.
Here.
Brian here. Carol Woofley, I'm here. Catherine Tuktokan.
Here.
Catherine here. Chris Corey. I'm imagining we'll be getting back. I'll come back to Chris. Christina Huggins. We'll be getting back to Christina. Christine Pepin asked for a possible excused absence. Daniel Borgstrom.
Present. Daniel's present.
Daniel present. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene here. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Donald here. Frank Sterling.
Here.
Frank here. Fred Dodsworth.
Here.
Fred here. Elizabeth Milos.
She was here. She's trying to get back on. She was having problems with her.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Elizabeth here. James McFadden.
Here.
James here. Leslie Howard.
Present.
Leslie present. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily here. Mark Van Landuit.
Present.
Mark present. Zach Caldevere.
Here.
Zach here. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip here. Sherry Gandelman.
Here.
Sherry here. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is here. And I'd like to introduce Richard Walensky, who is joining our board, replacing Janine Etter. Good morning, Richard. Are you here?
He's muted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a new, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is, my old laptop just died or semi-died. And I had to just buy this. This is my first time on Zoom on this machine. So I'm not sure how it works, but I'll handle it. All right. Thanks. Hi, people. I'm back.
Good. All right. We do have quorum.
And the agenda is in the chat.
Thank you.
Carol, this is Chris Corey. I'm present.
Oh, thank you, Chris. And let's see. I joined right at 11. Fred, can you tell me what happened? Is Christina coming?
She is coming. She's trying to find our, what they're called. The guy that tells us how Robert's rules work.
Parliamentarian.
Okay.
That's exactly the word I was looking for.
Okay. Did you want to introduce Antonio or would you like me to?
I would because I'm not sure exactly who Antonio, oh, he's our new, Quincy. Great. Why don't you? I don't know him that well.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to introduce Antonio Ortiz, the interim general manager for KPFA. And Antonio is here to introduce Maria. And thank you for coming, Antonio.
Thank you, everybody. And I like how I'm introduced as the new Quincy. I don't know if I can fill those shoes. But anyways, I'm Antonio Ortiz. I am the interim general manager here at KPFA. And well, actually, I'm not in KPFA. I'm at my house. But just a little bit about myself for all of you. I came into KPFA around 2004. I started as an apprentice. And then from there, I got into the station working for Free Speech Radio News as a news tech. And then from there became an assistant engineer. From there kind of worked my way up and then left in 2015, which I thought I was going to do forever. And then I came back, working with Q and Maria and the team as, operations manager, then became director of operations, yada, yada, yada. And now I am here, in this moment of transition. And I'm looking forward to seeing, what we can do together, while we are in this transition period. And I hope that gives you enough about me, with regards to KPFA. Outside of KPFA, just, for you to know, my pronouns are he, him. I guess I should have wrote it in here. And, I am a second generation Filipino American coming from a working class family, grew up in San Diego, born in the East Coast, but I don't really have that much of a connection with Boston, even though I was there for the first 5 years of my life. And outside of that, I will introduce Maria unless I'm supposed to wait for Christina to be a part of it.
No, go ahead, Antonio, okay. Please.
And so for all of you, I look forward to seeing you again in December. I'm going to pass it off to Maria, who is the business manager at KPFA, who has been doing this for the past, I guess, 13 years, if I'm correct in that number. And you all are in good hands, and I look forward to hearing the updates after this meeting. Take it from here, Maria.
Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy.
Okay. I'm trying earbuds, trying to get, you know, into the 21st century. Actually, let me just take those off, okay? Hold up.
Point of order.
Recognizing Elizabeth Milos.
Thank you. I believe we're supposed to approve the agenda first. Is that correct?
I don't know, actually.
Yes, that's right.
Well, then
and I'd like to make a motion also to add something to the agenda, which I will include in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, we have 3 minutes to approve the agenda. I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
I made a motion to add something to the agenda, and I would like that to be recognized, please.
I don't see what your motion is.
Okay. This is the motion. The motion is to support a press conference to be held at 9:22 at the San Francisco Chronicle, asking the San Francisco Chronicle to end their silence on the jailing and extradition of Julian Assange. The link is here, and I will also be including the information here. Hold on 1 second.
You need to put that in the chat, please.
Right there. Hold on 1 second, and I will put the actual motion here. It's San Francisco, and your silence on. Here it is.
Okay.
And second the motion.
Wait. Do we have a discussion, or do we have a call for the question?
No, have a discussion.
Is there a discussion?
Yeah, maybe we could put this under new business, item nine. Add in this under new business.
May I be recognized?
Sure.
Generally, what the experience has been is that whenever we put something under new business, it ends up falling by the wayside and doesn't get, we don't get to it. So I would appreciate if we could commit as a body to actually hear this motion and pass it, given the issue, of Julian Assange and, journalists internationally facing the oppression of, U.S. imperialism in trying to control, dissenting voices that would confront the U.S. narrative, war narrative.
Okay, Daniel Borgstrom, you're now recognized.
Yes, Daniel here. This is a timely motion, and we need to deal with it at this meeting. As Lisa said, if it goes into new business, it probably won't be dealt with. So anyone who disagrees with this motion can simply vote against it. Now, I will, of course, I'll vote for it.
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes. Carol, you're recognized.
It's time for a vote on this because we have a time certain for the, we have a time certain for the business meeting. So,
are you calling the question?
I'm not calling the question. I'm saying that we need to take a vote on this.
All right.
I'll call the question.
Okay. So the question's been called. Do we want a show of hands or do we want a roll call vote?
I would request a roll call vote, please.
I don't know how to respond.
And, okay. So was Elizabeth's motion written into the chat?
Yes, it is. It's right there.
Okay, so first we're voting. Fred, do I have permission to help you with this?
Please, I'm completely out of my league right now.
Okay, so first we're going to vote on the motion, on Elizabeth's motion, which is in the chat.
And are we voting, excuse me, are we voting to add it onto the agenda or the motion itself?
We're voting to add it to the agenda, I assume.
Yes, add it to the agenda.
No, I'm asking for an actual vote right now.
All right, everybody please silence themselves. I will recognize people one at a time. Okay, we haven't started the meeting yet. I see Frank Sterling's hand up. I don't know how to respond to this request for the vote at this moment.
Are you, my hand's up, are you asking me to speak or?
I'm trying to figure out whether we're supposed to continue talking about this or just go directly.
I just wanted to let you notify point of information is I'm here now, Christina, and I'm here with the parliamentarian. He was delayed and I had to go in and meet him. So I brought him to my house. So we're both here.
What is great. And I'm now resigning.
Chair.
Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. What is the pending motion?
Okay. There is, we are overtime. So we are supposed to be in, the business part of the meeting, time certain. So there was a motion on the floor, made by Elizabeth Milos, written into the chat. She is wanting people to vote on that motion right now.
Point of order.
Okay.
What is the motion?
The motion's in the chat. So I believe we had someone to ask to call the question. Is that correct?
No, we're not calling. No, we're not calling.
Excuse me. Point of order, please. Recognize my point of order.
Just one moment, Elizabeth. Well, if we want to close debate, we have to call the question, Carol. That's what I'm being advised by.
Point of order, there is no time certain until we actually approve the agenda, which we have not yet.
Okay, well then actually we're out of order of what we're supposed to be doing.
I'm adding this motion to the agenda before we actually
approve it. Place it on the agenda? Okay, so the motion is to place it on the agenda. Is that correct?
No, the motion was to actually vote on it. Right now, no, because every time there was a suggestion.
You're out of order, Elizabeth.
One person at a time.
The parliamentarian is advising you that you have to place it on the agenda. You don't just go in and start voting on it. It's not on the agenda.
I understand.
So the first thing is you have to do, amend the agenda if you wish to have it as a vote. So if you want to make a first we have to go on the agenda. Then if you don't agree with the agenda, you can make a motion to amend.
Where will it be approved? Where will it be on the agenda?
Point was to put it at point as a new business. However, the history that we have here is that every time a resolution is put in the new business, it gets dropped by the wayside. So the new motion was to actually vote on it now, which was presented by Daniel, by the way.
Okay, that's inappropriate. I just advised you of that. The parliamentarian here is with me and advises me it needs to be put on the agenda. It is not on the agenda as new business.
Okay.
So that's the appropriate way that we would deal with it. It should be put on the agenda as new business because it is new business.
By 2/3 vote.
Okay. So we're going to move on with I'm not sure.
I ask for a roll call vote to put on the agenda then.
Okay.
Show of hands. I don't want to spend all this time on a roll call vote.
Well, let's see if we have, hold on a second. Okay, it takes a majority of the board to order a roll call vote. Otherwise, we can try with a show of hands first and we'll see if we have a majority. Let's ask people by a show of hands who wishes to put it on the agenda. And I'm going to ask Kai to, let me know. How many hands are raised? Fred, could you remove the screenshot? The screen is filled with your backdrop right now.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Let's see, share screen. Stop share screen. No, actually, that's weird. I don't know. No, that's not. Oh, you're not. It's wrong. That's not true. That's just my here. Is that better?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you are. Okay. So, I think it still has you, it doesn't matter. Kai, I can't see all of the hands. Would you advise me how many hands are raised to put it on the agenda?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I see 10 hands so far.
Okay, hands down. Those opposed. Okay.
There's also two more.
Okay, hands down.
More, because Richard had his hand up.
And Andrea has her hand up.
So what's the total?
Richard and Andrea. So we've got 12 hands up. I see.
Okay. Hands down. Those
hands opposed. Down. Those opposed, please.
Raise your hand.
And,
okay, everybody.
Okay, just a
put
moment.
Hands down.
Everybody put your hands down. The people who are opposed, please put your hands up. I'm not sure. I'm putting my hand up because I'm not up for raising something out of order.
I see six.
Use my hands up.
Is it seven? I see 7, 8 versus 12.
Okay, there's 12 in the affirmative, 9 in the negative.
12 in the affirmative, 9 in the negative. The motion is adopted.
Okay.
The motion is now on the agenda.
Okay, as new business.
Yes.
Can we approve the agenda?
Thank you. As far as the agenda goes, have people had a chance to read the agenda? It was sent out ahead of time.
It's also in the chat.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Right, second. Thank you. Second. All those in favor of approving the agenda, put your hand up, please. And
do you want to ask if there's any opposition?
Yeah, let's do it that way. If there, everybody's hands down, let's try it this way. If anyone is opposed to approving the agenda, please raise your hand.
So I see two hands, Tom Voorhees and Carol Wolf.
No, I'm dropping mine.
Okay, I see one hand, Tom Voorhees. No, I see no hands, no one opposed.
Okay, the agenda is approved. Okay, and moving right along, the budget review. So we'll move into the budget review.
And we're now 10 minutes behind schedule.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you. Let's move ahead.
Okay, Maria, are you there?
Maria?
Maria, we can't hear you. You're muted. Maria, Kai, can you unmute Maria, please?
There we go. I couldn't seem to do it myself, so I guess it was, Kai holds the secret button. Okay, so are we then ready to go?
Yes, let's go ahead.
Oh, the highlight of my year. okay, so let me start with, I hope I'm not too loud. I'm up in our mountain house, and I'm trying not to tell the neighbors all about our budget. anyway.
Just a quick interruption. I don't know how everybody else's screen is looking like, but I'm not seeing Maria on my main part of my screen, Kai.
I am.
You are? It must just be mine. I mean, I can see her at the top, but she's not occupying the main body.
Put your screen to view speaker.
I'm sorry? Oh, me no. or Christina?
View speaker.
I'm not seeing that. Where is that?
It's up under top right corner.
Oh. Of the
screen. It says view. Put view to speaker.
Didn't change anything.
Well.
Yep. Okay.
Let's continue.
Just go ahead.
Hi. Can you, allow me to share my screen, please?
Sure.
There we go. Okay. Here we go. So we're good, right? Everybody good?
Yes, we're good. Thank you.
So, a couple of things. Our fund drives have dropped. Apparently it's a thing across nonprofits getting less money. For us, it's a combination of the economy. We have lost a lot of our, literally we joke about a dying audience. We need to go after younger people, people who, you know, who are very interested in our mission, who have money, who are, even if they don't have money, $5 a month, whatever it takes to up our donations. Antonio, I want to just give a little shout out to Antonio. Quincy was one of my favorite people, is one of my favorite people in the whole world. But we are in super good hands with Antonio. He comes with ideas. He comes with fresh eyes. Where we have this team that we put together of management that Quincy put together of management. And if we had the money, we could kick butt at KPFA. So anything you guys as board members can do to help increase our listenership, our membership, our donations would be greatly appreciated. We do have a development director who is still trying to get his, you know, a grip on everything, but he's doing an amazing job. And because we do have so many fund drives, you know, his hands are somewhat full with that. But we need to give him the ability to go out for major donations. On this budget, it's a very tight budget, I will say. And I talked to Kevin yesterday. We need to have the tower painted and inspected. The tower needs to be painted every 7 years or so. It's an FAA regulation. It's not even FCC. It's FAA because we are, as you guys know, in a flight pattern right there, on the top of Grizzly Peak, with Oakland and San Francisco SFO being so close. He is going to kick off a capital campaign. So meaning that the money doesn't have to come from our donations, from fund drives. It'll come from a capital campaign. And he's going to kick that off here shortly. So this is this grid that I'm showing you is a very busy, busy grid. But I tried to put as much information in here to educate you guys as best as possible. The fund drive dates, say for example, if you see my cursor up here for May of 2022, started on 5/10. We kicked off what we call the post drive, and that goes to May 31st. And I won't go through each fund drive, but you can see I tried to put every date possible in there. When I do these budgets, and I've said this 1,000 times, they're not pie in the sky, wish dreams of what we could make. I look at what was achieved. So we had a goal in May of 500,000. We achieved almost 396. So we achieved 79% during the time of the fund drive. However, our post drive was more effective for some weird reason. We had 109% of the goal came in for the May drive. So I then take those numbers and then put in my goal for the current fiscal year that we're going into. Fund drives, we get the majority of our money now. We didn't used to, but now we push so hard to do credit cards and website and so on that we get the majority of our money comes in with credit cards. It's a double-edged sword because you get charged for them, of course, you know, the fees. However, you get the money right away, which is just a big, big plus. Not to mention we used to bill for, you know, people would say, bill me. Well, you get a bill, you don't pay it, you get a second bill, then you get a third bill, and then we just leave you alone. But getting the money right away also saves us money and not having to print out those bills all the time. So anyway, we achieve, it's called fulfillment, the amount of money that we get at the end of 12 months has averaged 90% for the whole time that I've been with KPFA. What's nice is that now we get more like around 75% right away. So we have very little that has to be spread out throughout the 12 months. I spread it out for this budget purpose. I just spread it out for 6 months, but really we get the majority of the money within 6 months. It's just amazing to me. So again, the goals, in column G here, is the goals for, 2023, and I do them based on what was actually achieved. So, I'll just come down here to the, December drive. We achieved $236,000, in donations, in pledges, in December of, 2021. And so I put the goal in at 270. I mean, it's close enough, and you know, we have to try and push a little bit harder. If you tell people 235,000, in their mindset, they're going to stop pushing. You know, I hate using that word, but for lack of better words right now, our people who are pitching. I'm sorry. Hold on a quick second, please.
Hey, David, could you please go get Ollie? He's in the back.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. My dog chased after something. okay. Let's see. Sorry. I got all messed up here. So the whole point is that I never set goals based on pipe dreams. They are very exact. Goals. So hold on. Let me just had to get my husband to get the dog inside. All of that flows into the budget. And then down here, I also put our appeal letters. We have three of them. We try not to inundate people with too many letters. And you can see that our tax year letter. So we expected to get $20,000. We came in at $21,000. So there's no reason to think that we're not going to get that, you know, again. Our birthday, appeal for some reason is a little bit lacking, not sure why, but you could see our end of year appeal. We, budgeted $20,000 last year and we came in at $55,000. So our end of year appeal always just really does really well. So again, all of this flows into the budget, but it doesn't, you wouldn't see, dollar for dollar in the month because again, it gets spread out over, over 6 months time. So if we go straight to the budget, the listener support, the fund drive money and the, appeal letters all go here into listener support into line 7. And then we have different other revenue streams such as major donors and car donations and community events and so on and so forth, which bring us down to line 25. But please remember that fund drives come into line 7 over a period of time. The one thing about major donors without a development director, we didn't have any idea of what money was coming in. And he has been working with major donors. And as you can see in column, let's see, we came in on column U, U10 approximately, we have achieved already $509,000 in major donations. So I had budgeted 600. We've come in at 509 as of August 20, at the end of August, we had a budget of $550,000. So again, I don't see why we can't do that exact same thing again, if even more. So I just want to kind of give you guys a whole thing on that. Let's see. So the expenses, line 27, that is personnel expenses. That's a summary, board expenses 20, line 29. I did not put in for, election because I don't think there's going to be an election. I don't see how Pacifica can, you know, do that with the money they've got. This again is a summary, administrative fees, programming, development, and community events. Central services. We pay, $500,000 between a national office and radio archives. We pay them $500,000 per year. And, that's just a given. There's no getting around that. There's no changing that. I will say, I said this in the workshop, Central Services in 2015, our CFO at the time, he averaged 4 years, because we used to pay it based on the listener support that we received, and it was always going up and down. It was held trying to do a cash flow on that, both for the one paying and the one receiving. So he took an average of 4 years and then put 15% on that average and came in with $34,666. And that's how much we pay per month. Let's see. So the issue is that back in 2015, everybody had higher listener support. So the thing is that it was supposed to have the average, the oldest year was supposed to drop off and the newer year come on. When I asked why we haven't been doing that, what the answer I get from national office from the CFO at the time is, oh, we can't do that because we would not get enough money. So basically we're paying the same central services that we did when we were making higher, listener support. So oops, sorry. Where's my, so I come in at what you do is you take all of the revenue, you take the expenses, and you come down to your net surplus or deficit. Like I said, I have a very tight budget this year of $6,800 of a surplus. And please, please, please remember this is a plan. This is a preliminary. This is a draft. Even if you approve it, if the National Finance Committee approves it, whomever approves it, you know, life happens. And if we get more, revenue, great. Then, you know, we do better, obviously. If we could cut expenses, great. And you know, when it comes to expenses, we have, and I've said this 1,000 times again, telephone expenses have come down tremendously, tremendously. I mean, we have, for 11 months, we have, $9,000 in telephone expenses. We have $2,000 in, radio lines. And we have $7,800 in internet cable connection. Now, obviously that went up because that's how we do a lot of our telephone and radio lines now is through the internet. But if you could see, I had budgeted $20,000. We came in at seven. We were under budget on radio lines by $13,000. And if I scroll over, try not to get anybody too dizzy, if you look at column AZ, line 71, we used to pay $80,000 in telephone, $80,000. So I can't speak highly. I can't speak better of our team who does, work so hard to improve our technology, to make it better, faster, cheaper. So it's just amazing. I mean, I'd rather pay $80,000 to improve the radio than pay $80,000 to AT&T. So again, I, do all of my expenses based on actuals. So there's no, saying, oh, we're going to reduce this. Now there are things we're still trying to reduce. We just, cut ties with NPR. We used to have to pay NPR $12,000 a year to be able to transmit Democracy Now. And, Brian, David, our chief engineer, just bought a $5,000, machine that is going to allow us to do, put Democracy Now on the air. Until that machine breaks and we have to buy a new one, the cost will be $5,000, period. Not $12,000 a year to Democracy Now. But I'm not going to go through every expense, but I just want to point out that I do not cut expenses just based on my wish. I will say that we had, if you go back up to legal expenses, line 78, we have paid $36,000 between a labor attorney for union purposes and for paying Pacifica's bills. We still are paying Pacifica's bills, but I am no longer expensing them. They are not KPFA's expenses. They are Pacifica's expenses. So the $15,000 you see here is all for KPFA union issues, union negotiations, and so on, which we're not negotiating in 23. We'll start negotiating, but it'll be really for 2024. Let's see. I guess that's about it for expenses. Development expenses, I had said about credit card fees. Yeah, we get the money right away, but, we have to pay the fees. I guess that's kind of the budget in a nutshell. I don't know if, we should just go ahead and go to questions, I guess.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maria, for that report. Just to clarify for all watching, I see someone's hand up from another station. This is the KPFA local station board meeting, and people from other stations are not going to be asking questions. This is our budget that we will vote to pass or not. So with that, let's go to Frank Sterling. Your question, Frank?
Yes. First, I know this is for another time, so don't get it wrong here, but I think we need to discuss being forcefully muted, because I was trying to be recognized numerous times earlier, and there's no way for me to get recognized.
Okay, you raise your hand, we'll be recognized, Frank. Could you please go ahead with your question about the budget? We're already over time.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that I was raising my hand, and I was in the chat, and I wasn't being recognized. And so I think we need to discuss this at another time. But being muted like that, I think, is something we need to discuss. All right, moving on from that.
I saw your hand up. There were other people speaking before you, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay, I did. Well, I did also ask for a point of information and then also another point of whatever it was, but I typed it in the chat and no one heard me. So anyways, we'll discuss this another time, but I think it needs to be discussed. Moving on from that.
We'll discuss it, Frank. Would you go ahead with your budget question, please?
Yes, I will. So just a couple random questions. I don't know the exact threshold of what makes someone a major donor, or how many major donors did we have? I don't know if it's in the budget part or not. And then I'm curious about how the training money, because I know working in an apprenticeship program, we have money for training for the teachers. I'm still confused about this even after all these years. Is that the same I'm curious where the money goes for like grant money for the AMP training program or something like that. Does that get blended into the training or does that become a separate thing as grants? So that's one thing I wanted to ask. And I guess my last question is part of that is what's the differences, in like the grant monies that come in and go for a training or the new, position. I think there's a new position of a long form story training person or whatever that position is. So how those come in and get moved. So yeah, the threshold for the major donors, how many do we have? The grant money and then for the apprentices training, I think it stays the same, but I believe that's for our teachers and stuff. Okay.
Yes. So, let me start with major donors. It says there on column A, line 10 and line 11, a major donor is anybody who gives over $1,000. And that's not our, that's not KPFA's we didn't set that threshold. I believe that's actually a CPB threshold, cause they want to see how many people, you know, now, obviously, we don't have CPB anymore, but we still follow the same rules. As for how many, I'm sorry, I don't have that off the top of my head. I can get that information, but it takes a lot of finagling and queries for the report, so I can't just do it right now. In terms of grant money, we are done with getting the grant money for the AMP and the long form storytelling. That was a 5-year grant. It ended in 2022. So we no longer unfortunately have it for 23. It was $90,000 a year. With regard to the AMP money, I want to make it very, very clear that Lucy Kang went out and did this. She came to the station. She came to our to Quincy at the time and said, hey, I would like to do this. I will write the proposal. I will approach the foundation. And she secured $90,000 for 5 years, for a training program and for a, the long story form, that she's been doing. I've approached the apprenticeship program and said, you know, hey, if you need computers, maybe contact Apple, contact, Dell, whatever. This was before we had a development director. So unfortunately, no, that was a restricted grant for two very specific things that Lucy, acquired for us. So it wasn't, to be shared with the apprenticeship program. The apprenticeships, instructors, they get paid through payroll. So that goes into personnel costs. And then you have down here, in programming, the apprenticeship program, I lowered it to 3,600 in the budget because I have budgeted $6,000 per year. And as you can see here in, line 101, to date, you've spent $180 of that $6,000, that was flagged for the apprenticeship program. So I cut it in half because I need to spread, you know, I have to budget for everybody, not just the apprenticeship program. So if I were to put $6,000 in there, we'd be down to a $3,000 surplus. I hope that makes sense. Does that make sense to you, Frank?
It does make some sense, but I would still like to make sure that it can come back someday when we get the full support of the staffing in the station.
There's no not supporting. The problem is that you haven't spent the $6,000 allotted to you. You've spent $180 in 11 months. So it's not that I'm taking it away. It's that you guys haven't used it. So I budget based on reality, not on, you know, what ifs. So I didn't take it away. I left $3,600 in there, but If I put the whole 6,000 in there, then that takes away from somebody else in the budget. But you guys haven't been using the money that was allotted to you. It was allotted $6,000 was, it was 3,000 and then we allotted 6,000, I don't know, probably like 10 years ago or so. But if you follow line 101 going across, you guys, oh, actually, sorry, at one time you were $9,000. You spent 3,600, you've spent 768. You've spent $2,000, $3,000, and now down to $180. So again, I'm not taking it away. I'm just, if you're not using it, I'm not going to keep budgeting a higher number.
Okay, and I think you've answered that sufficiently, okay, Maria.
I would just say that we haven't been doing a lot of the stuff we normally do during the pandemic, like in-person graduations, renting a hall, and the food and all that. So that's kind of a part of the reason for the last couple of years. But anyways, okay, thank you for that explanation.
Thank you. Chris, you're next. Chris Corey. You need to unmute yourself, Chris.
Unmute yourself, Chris, please.
Tried three times. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Maria, line 130, other vendors. Could you describe what that column is, please?
Premiums for other vendors.
Yep.
That is, how much we spend on, getting premiums, for our fund drives.
For just give me an example, please.
Forest incentives. I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I can't even think
this would be like books and videos and things like that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make a comment, about how it has been working with you, on the budgeting process so that, everyone's aware. I can't think of another station offhand that does budgeting as dynamically as Maria does it. And by that, I mean, as the year progresses, she adjusts to actual. And that's exactly what all stations should be doing, candidly. Because then, if a situation arises where revenues start to slump, you're not spending as if you are going to get those revenues. You are spending as if you are not going to get those revenues. And if things turn around, then you'll be in surplus instead of in deficit. So it's been kind of refreshing, working with Maria, and observing carefully how she does this, especially over the last 12 months when there's a number of stations that are having significant, budgetary problems. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Maria. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Elizabeth Milos.
Yes. I'm having, again, the issue of not having the actual information presented to us during the budget workshop. It's kind of difficult to see the numbers like this on the screen. And we got the information from the chair, or from the secretary, excuse me, yesterday. And that was still preliminary. So
do you have a question?
Yeah, well, I have a comment as well as a question as an LSB member. And what I would like is for this information to be presented to us in advance, please, at least 3 days so we can have a chance to look at the numbers, to review them, because it's hard for me to look at them this way, to tell you the truth, frankly.
Well, they were sent to you yesterday.
So I know, one day, excuse me, I hope you don't interrupt me. I would like to be given the time allotted to me, please. Thank you. Also, as a member of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee, I would like to present a motion to create a KPFA Finance Committee as recommended by George Walker from NEDA at the 6-6-22 Audit Committee meeting for best practices. all of the other stations have.
You're out of order.
No, I'm actually within the.
You are.
Excuse me, Crest.
We already have a motion pending. You may not. You're out of order.
I don't have. What other motion do we have pending?
Please mute her. Let me explain something. She is out of order. We have a. We're on the agenda. This is in the agenda right now. If she wants to bring another motion up after this under new business, she may. But we are on the budget. So let's move forward with the budget. And when I call you out of order, if you do not acknowledge the chair, then we will remove you from the meeting. We have to have order at our meetings. Otherwise, we can't get the information that's vital to us. Well, the next person is Donald. Donald?
Unmute yourself, Donald.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maria, for this presentation. And I'm just trying to put myself on camera as well, just for the heck of it. I know we've got this line, major donor income. As I recall in the past, we had a line of major bequests that came into the station each year. Is that now being folded into major donor income? That's question number one. And question number two is, exactly how are we doing in these fund drives in this calendar year as this inflation has taken hold compared to previous years? How much of a decline are we seeing, either actual or percentage wise? Year to year.
Maria?
Yeah. So major donors, that does include bequests. We don't have a whole separate, we've never had a whole separate line item for bequests specifically. Bequests being, for somebody who may not know, is if somebody leaves money for KPFA in their will, it just has always been folded into major donors. And to piggyback on what Frank asked, I would have to do an analysis on that. In terms of fund drives and what the percentage that it's dropped, I'd have to do some, I have other spreadsheets, but I have to go look for them and so on. I haven't done them year to year to year. We've had some issues with our database. We now, with the leadership of our development director, our database has just, and Brian David, who created our database, and our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful development person in the membership department, her name is Alejandra, and they have just brought this database, so it's easier to do analysis. But
time is up. 2 minutes is up.
For me?
For Don and you. You're answering Don's question.
Okay. So to answer just a real quick, just if I had to do previous years, I'd have to do some analysis for you on that.
Thank you. Carol, Philip Maldari.
So I have a few questions. Well, first of all, I talked with a full-time member of the KPFA staff yesterday and asked him, her, what they got paid. I don't know if this is, you know, before or after taxes, but it was $50,000 a year, which, you know, in the old days, $50,000 was a lot of money. But if you live in the Bay Area today, you know that a full-time paid person making $50,000 a year, it's not okay. I might say that also the line item for medical under expenses programming, I believe is where it is. This is a huge amount of money, and it's indicative of just what it costs the station for Kaiser. Now, this is an essential benefit that we all support, but this is real money. This is a huge line item that needs to be acknowledged, that that we support our staff and their families getting medical insurance, but it costs real money. The other thing I wanted to mention was on the revenue side, You still include the crafts fair, which I believe we're almost totally no longer associated with, but I gather that they give us a token of, what is it, 25,000? I'm not seeing the line item right now. You have to scroll for me, Maria, to get to revenue side for the crafts fair.